This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Verduft Agency, Pleasantville Schools, Midtown Tire, Dandy Farms, Cargill of Eddyville, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Key Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Manufacturing, Lighton State Bank, American Family Insurance, Starver's Cellular, Don's Heating and Cooling, Proline Building Corporation, Dutch Meadows, and First State Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the changes that have happened in farming over the past 100 years? How do farmers pass on their farms when it's time to retire? What are the opportunities for young people today in agriculture? Let's go in depth with Calvin Banstra with Lighton State Bank, Lighton. Calvin, did you grow up around here?
Yes, I grew up on a dairy farm just northwest of New Sharon.
Okay, so farming's part of your blood.
Yep, I was on a farm all my life.
You still on a farm?
No, I live in Pella right now, but I do have some farming interest with my dad yet, so I head out there during the spring and the fall to help him with the harvest and with the planting, and also we have a stock cow herd together, so I work with that with him too.
Okay, so the farming world is a large part of your business and personal life.
Yep, no, that would be correct. That's true.
And so how did you get from farming to banking?
Well, I graduated from high school in 1981, which was not the best time to be entering the farming career at that point because of the farm crisis that was occurring then. So I went to school at Dort College, which is in northwest Iowa in Sioux Center, and got a degree in agribusiness and in accounting there. And then following that, I worked for the state of Iowa as a bank examiner for the State Department of Banking and cut my eye teeth in the agricultural world looking at farm loans, so to speak, in the realm of a bank examiner.
So you saw what a lot of banks were doing then.
Yeah, you saw all kinds of management styles. You saw good banks. You saw problem banks. It was a very good way to learn the banking field.
It's hard for me to imagine a better way. I mean, learning in one bank, I'm sure that you learn a lot, but seeing a lot of banks must help a lot.
And with that, I was in 3 years in northeast Iowa, which that part of the state is known for its smaller farms, a very strong dairy industry, and we covered six counties in northeast Iowa, and I lived in West Union, which is in Fayette County. And then after that, I was transferred to Webster City, which is in the north central plains, where you had to a lot of your big grain farming operations and some more of your livestock, bigger operations in the hog and cattle industry towards the western part of that territory. So got to see a lot of different type of loans, a lot of different type of territory with that.
And then you came home.
Yes, and then in 1997, I got a job here at Lighton State Bank and have been here ever since.
I understand that Lighton State Bank is now 100 years old.
Yes, the bank was founded in 1911 by a very diverse group of shareholders. I think there is, I think about 30 different people that joined forces and to start the bank at that point. And they started as a community bank, and it's remained that way essentially since that time, with the bank opening an office in Pella in the late 90s as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Knoxville Raceway, Meninga Pest Control, Pleasantville Clinic, Pella Feed Service, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Lely USA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Marion County Fair Association, Central College, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Four Seasons Yard Care, Fred's Muffler Shop, and Sunny Slope Greenhouse.
I continued my conversation with Calvin Banstra with Lytton State Bank.
Most people that are listeners have been to Lytton, and everybody knows Lytton's pretty small. What, there's 150, 160 people?
Yeah, 153 in the 2000 census, 162 in the 2010 census, so we had a little bit of growth in, but yeah, very small community.
And a bank in a very small community, so you must do a lot of work with farmers in the county.
Yeah, I would say that would be a big share of our business would be in the agricultural and agricultural-related businesses.
Because the savings accounts of 150 people probably isn't going to cut it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, and so you have primarily Marion and Mahaska County?
Yes, we're here in Lytton. We're on the western edge of Mahaska County, so we spill into Marion County quite a bit, as well as with our office in Pella would cover a good share of Marion County.
All right, and so how many farmers do you work with? Can you guess?
I have around 160 agricultural and commercial accounts. So, So I would guess about half of them are on the farm side, and about half would be on the business side.
And so farmers come to you regularly for what kinds of loans?
Well, your typical loans in the post-harvest would be for your operating loans to get set up for the next operating season. And if they had a good year, there's often tax consequences for that. So if a farmer has met with their tax advisor, they would be sitting down and trying to figure out how much they should pay for next year's crop in the previous calendar year. So you start already working with the next year's crop probably in November and December of the year that you're in. And at that time, you usually take the financial statement to see how well the year was, how it affected their operation, how it affected their debt structure, and then use that as the springboard for going forward into the following year.
With Lytton State Bank being 100 years old, it probably has a long history of working with farmers.
Yeah, and you would say that's very true, and with often the same farm families. Farmers tend to be not very mobile, so there's a lot of multi-generational customers with the bank that started. Their grandpa may have done business here, and it just continued on down the generations.
Do you know of any customers today that were depositors and when the bank was new?
Well, when we remodeled and added on to this particular office here, we had a list of all the original shareholders that was out there, and we asked people if their ancestors were on that list and they could write their name down. And there were several people that could identify some of their and forefathers as being some of the original incorporators of the bank. So there was some long history there.
So some families have been here since its inception.
Yes, that's true.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you must be doing a good job for those families.
Yeah, we sure try to, and we would hope that would be their response, too, if you would ask them.
And some of them have probably grown from small operations to very large ones.
Yeah, that's just been followed the trend of farming in general. There's a lot of statistics on the lack of growth in the numbers of farmers. There's a big growth in the size of the farms, but the number of farmers are getting smaller and smaller as we speak.
Do you see that as a problem? Or?
Well, it would be you may have the same amount of dollars lent, but instead of having a loan out to three different farmers of equally divided, you would have one bigger loan concentrated in the hands of one farmer who's covering all those acres that three farmers may have did a couple generations ago.
Is that a potential risk then, too, for the future of smaller community banks, where since there's fewer overall customers, the probability of getting an individual customer decreases.
Yeah, that's very true. And that was one of the motives for our bank to put an office in Pella as several years ago, because the number of customers in the farming communities are just naturally by demographics going to continue to dwindle. And that presents a big challenge for an agricultural bank, too, to help young farmers get started. That's one of the most difficult tasks right now with the price of land, and to get started farming is to work with the younger farmers to get them established and get them going.
I bet that's something you like to do.
Yeah, that's a very enjoyable and a very rewarding part of my job, to work with a person just out of college or just out of high school, whatever the case may be, start out small and watch them grow into a full-fledged operation. I just saw in that Iowa farmland jumped 24% in 1 year, according to one survey, the biggest increase that's ever been recorded. That's really tough for young folks to compete with older established farmers when it comes to getting ownership of farmland at that rate of increase.
Probably driving some farmers to sell too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, although as those folks see that big increase, again, the tax consequences come into mind, and so it becomes very critical for estate planning for the farmers that are either facing retirement or in their retirement years, how they do pass it on to the next generation, whether that next generation be involved in farming or whether they would want to hold the farmland just as a pure investment and rent it out.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Kevin Wadley CPA, Pella Corporation, Ozinga Feeds, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Fast Track Sports, Iowa Realty, and Golf Cars of Iowa. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Bank, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, McGriff's Spray Foam, Feaster Seeds District Sales Manager Ryan Schumacher, The Antique Peddler, KO Roofing and Siding, and Peterbilt Truck of Des Moines.
I continued my conversation with Calvin Banstra with Lytton State Bank. Is farm succession difficult to negotiate?
Yeah, that was probably one of the hardest things, I think, for the older generation of farmers, how to be fair when they pass the generation. They may have had three kids. Two of them are not in farming. One is in farming and wants to take over the operation. To have that one person buy out his siblings or her siblings, two-thirds interest, could be very difficult at these prices. And so then the retiring farmer often has to weigh how much that person has helped them in the operation, give a discount possibly on the price of land, on the price of equipment as they pass that on there. And that always creates some interesting challenges within family units to figure that out. I heard a farm speaker once gave a quote that I often repeat, that he says, being fair does not necessarily mean being equal. And you see that in a lot of cases where one member of the family may have stuck with dad and mom for several years and helped them increase their farming operation. And then when it comes time to retire, how they equalize that at the time of distributing their assets.
With Lytton State Bank history being so long, the relationships with farmers, I suspect, has changed. Can you outline, say, you know, one or two of the major changes that have happened over the past 100 years?
Yeah, probably the biggest change that I've seen is just the on the livestock industry. concentration of livestock into fewer and fewer hands. The hog industry in particular, very few farmers own their own hogs right now. There's a lot of contract feeding around here, but the a lack of ownership of livestock is a challenging issue that we've seen that has happened for several years now. In the, quote, old days, everybody had some livestock. Now, that's not necessarily true, and it's probably getting more and more rare that people have livestock. And if they do, it's a big livestock operation.
So each individual farm isn't as diversified?
No, that would be one thing. Specialization is becoming more and more a factor in agriculture. You also see a lot more off-farm income being generated by one or the other spouses in order to stay on the farm to kind of replace that diversification that livestock may have done. It might be a job in town that's providing that now.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by McCall Monument, Two Rivers Cooperative, Hewitt Service Center, The Linden House, McElveen Lumber, and Steenhook Appraisals. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Williamson HVAC Plumbing and Electrical, Pella Precast Products, Jersey Freeze, H&S Feed and Country Store, 3M, Tri-County Vet Clinic, HCI Care Services, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa, and RJ Performance.
I continued my conversation with Calvin Banstra with Lytton State Bank.
Would you address the issue of inheritance taxes on farms? Because I'll read or I'll hear that inheritance taxes destroy farms as they go from generation to generation. And then I'll hear, well, the inheritance tax doesn't really affect the majority of Americans. How does the inheritance tax affect farmers from your perspective? Is it a big deal or is it not?
I haven't seen that being a big deal in my years that I have been at the bank, and that can change from year to year as tax laws change, obviously, but it hasn't been an issue that I've seen where a family has to sell a farm to pay taxes. I think it's because a lot of those thresholds have increased. I believe right now the estate tax for this year, again, I'm not a tax person, I believe has gone up to $5 million. And although farmland has gone up as well, it takes a lot of acres to equal $5 million of value.
So very few farmers in our area.
Yes, I would say that is by far not the norm, that where inheritance tax is a big issue.
Now, one often hears about the government getting in the way of what American businesses try to do. Is there legislation out there that you think sort of gets in the way, needs to be revised, modified, that could help our farmers?
Well, there's always the argument that government subsidies benefit the bigger operators more than the smaller operators, and that is often a comment made that helps prevent smaller, younger farmers from getting into the farming business. On the counterpart of that, the Farm Service Agency, or the FSA, has some beginning farmer programs that have been very good to help younger farmers get into the business. And our bank has utilized those programs with the FSA in several instances where a young farmer can qualify for that preferential financing versus a well-established farmer can. So you could probably make the argument both ways that it can be a detriment, but it also can be a help.
As a banker, are you following some of the major changes and some of the changes in technology that are occurring that farmers are adopting that are going to affect the future of farming?
I was very interested. Of course, my dairy background has helped this. Last week, I went with one of my customers to Volney, Iowa, which is 30 miles north of Elkader, so very near the Minnesota and Wisconsin border, and we watched a robot milk cows. And that's a new technology, frankly, coming over from Holland. The company that was manufacturing these robots is Lely, which interestingly is building a plant on the Vermeer complex in Pella, where robots are going to eventually be manufactured. So that is one way where technology is going to replace labor on the farm, with the drudgery of milking being taken away with technology. Now, the challenge of that technology comes at a cost, and usually a big cost in the early phases of it. So you have to weigh out the savings of labor versus the cost of the technology. You also see the technology, obviously, in the different biotechnology and the seed varieties, and with the GPS mapping that is mapping the fertilization needs of the different farm fields, as well as showing what yield results come from there, and can produce very elaborate maps, very interesting data that can be analyzed by the farmer, which in the past he had to kind of go by guess when he just saw more corn coming into the combine. Now he has an actual computer readout that tells him how much is coming in at any given spot on his farm.
Now, with your mentioning of Lely and with your background in dairy farming, and given the beautiful rolling hills of Marion and Mahaska counties, would you like to see an increase in dairy operations in our area?
Yeah, livestock in general and dairy in probably particular, they always add a lot of value to the local economy by having another product to sell, by the farmers buying more feed products. And livestock industries traditionally have helped local economies just because there's more dollars turning in those industries. So, yes, it would be nice to see more dairy spring up if there was a need for that.
What's the best part of your job?
Probably the best part is what I alluded to earlier. You're working with a beginning farmer, a beginning business person that starts out with not too much, but if you can try to judge character a little bit, if you can try to judge work ethic a little bit, maybe take a little bit of a chance that you may be want of otherwise, and it's successful. That's a very rewarding experience to be a part of adding the one piece to a puzzle for somebody else to use that as the momentum to go forward and have his or her operation go forward and make a lot of progress and be beneficial to that person and their family.
Is there anything you'd like to share with us about the agricultural industry and its relationship with banking that our listeners might not know about but would be interested in hearing and that you'd like to share?
Well, probably the one thing in my years as both a bank examiner and in my years as a banker, talking about the rewarding situations are always fun, but there's whenever there's finances involved, there can be challenges as well too. And good communication with a banker is probably the best advice that I can give to somebody, that it, both in good times and in bad times, it's good to know that the customer is aware of his or her situation, and it's good to know that person is being proactive in addressing whatever challenges may be there. And I think most bankers, community bankers in particular, but I think all bankers generally are willing to sit down and listen and to try to find a solution to either a problem or a challenge or even an expansion that a person may be having.
Thanks to Calvin Banstra for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at kniakrls.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.